This is TWiT.
Google said in a blog post last night that it plans to close Google News in Spain after lawmakers there passed rules that require Spanish newspapers to charge Google when Google shows summaries and thumbnail pictures from the news stories they link to. The law, which is being called the Google tax, goes into effect in January. Jeremy Malcolm is a senior global policy analyst for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and he joins us now. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi. Thanks for the invitation.
Wait, now, publishers are required to charge Google, is that right?
Well, this is the interesting thing, because they tried a similar experiment to this in Germany, where they passed a law saying that publishers were entitled to be charged when Google used news snippets in the search results. But Google was able to negotiate with the publishers and get a free deal to use the news snippets. And so the publishers didn't end up with any money. So in Spain, they decided to go one better and make it a requirement that Google or a similar news aggregator should pay for the links. And the money doesn't go directly to the publishers. It goes to a collecting society on behalf of the publishers. So whether any given publisher sees the money that Google's paying at the end of the day is open to question. Of course, Google is not going to be paying any money at the end of the day after this because the law had, I suppose, the opposite effect to what they intended by just shutting down the service altogether.
And Jeremy, how are lawmakers even imagining how they could possibly stop snippets of information showing up on other aggregators or other search engine sites? I mean, is everybody just going to be expected to pay?
Yeah, it does apply to news aggregators that are defined in a quite clever way that's designed to mainly target Google, because there has to be a search function by the news aggregator, for example. So it's not going to cover too many other major websites, although Yahoo News does have a Spanish presence, and they do actually have advertising on their service, unlike Google News. So it may be that Yahoo will stay in Spain and will have to pay up.
It seems to me that Spain is a particularly unfortunate country for this experiment to be taking place, for the simple reason that there are probably more Spanish-speaking countries out there with national versions. For example, any Spanish news fan can just sort of call up the Mexican version or the Argentinian version, or, you know, they take your pick. There are many, many Spanish-language versions of Google News that will be available to Spanish news viewers. And so this is, you know, it seems pretty obvious to me that this is just going to ruin, decimate, sort of accelerate the demise of the Spanish news publishing industry. Why do they think that this is even a remotely good idea? They lobbied for this, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they didn't look very far ahead when they planned this. But just to respond to your point about how you can easily go to Mexican Google News, it may not work that way, because reports are that Google is also going to be pulling the Spanish newspapers' search results from across its Google News product, even in the countries where Google News is still available. They won't carry the results from the Spanish news sources. So although, yes, you could still go to another Spanish language news product, it still won't have that much news in it, except for the news that comes directly from Mexico or Argentina or wherever it is. One interesting thing that Google could do, though, is much the same thing as they did when they moved their search engine out of China into Hong Kong, and they redirected the searches from within China for the Chinese version of Google to the Hong Kong version. So they could very easily, if they wanted to, redirect the Google Spain news accesses to Google Mexico or some other Spanish language country.
And Jeremy, just for the American audience, since we know that obviously our sensibility toward Google is very different than the European sense, could you sort of just rehash how this particular regulatory move by Spain underscores a stronger sort of anti-Google feeling in Europe right now, and why?
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, there is the feeling that Google is profiting from local, not just news organizations, but also personal information that it harvests. And so this has also been behind some other moves in Europe, such as the right to be forgotten decision, which allows people to have information about themselves taken out of Google search results. And, of course, there have been antitrust moves in Europe against Google, and also moves to make sure that Google pays its fair share of tax. The UK recently announcing a different sort of Google tax, not a tax on search results, but an actual company tax to target Google, which is well known for shifting its tax base around to the most favourable foreign jurisdictions, notably Ireland. Google is not seen in very high favour in parts of Europe. And so this is really just a part of a broader attack, I guess, on Google's operations here.
Now, you mentioned the German case in which the option was provided by law for publishers to try to charge Google or have their information removed, actually. And a German, major German publisher tested it. They had a massive reduction in traffic to their websites. And that was an experiment you called a manifest failure. But weren't they trying to demonstrate Google's overwhelming monopoly power? Didn't they consider that a success?
Well, I'm not sure if that was their intention. I think that really this is not a complaint about Google indexing content, whether it's in Germany or Spain or anywhere. We've found that the news organizations really do want and depend on Google indexing their content. So if they wanted to simply block Google from displaying search results in its Google News product, then it could very easily do that. There's a standard called robots.txt, which allows any website on the internet to block itself from Google so that it becomes invisible to Google. So if that's what the news organizations wanted, they could very easily do it. We can see that in reality, it's just a push to share revenue with Google. Unfortunately, in the case of Google News, that's not a very wise tactic because there is no revenue coming from Google News since they've decided not to monetize their product with ads.